16. Andy's little green Subaru is perfect as far as Morris is concerned, not apt to attract a first glance, let alone a second. There are only thousands just like it. He backs down the driveway and sets off for the north side, keeping an eye out for cops and obeying every speed limit. At first, it's almost a replay of Friday night. He stops once more at the Bellows Avenue Mall and once more visits Home Depot. He goes to the tools section, where he picks out a screwdriver with a long blade and a chisel. Then he drives on to the square brick hulk that used to be the Birch Street Recreation Center and once more parks in the space marked Reserved for Rec Department Vehicles. It's a good spot in which to do dirty business. There's a loading dock on one side and a high hedge on the other. He's visible only from behind, the baseball field and crumbling basketball courts. But with school in session, those areas are deserted. Morris goes to the basement window he noticed before, squats, and rams the blade of his screwdriver into the crack at the top. It goes in easily because the wood is rotten. He uses the chisel to widen the crack. The glass rattles in its frame but doesn't break because the putty is old and there's plenty of give. The possibility that this hulk of a building has alarm protection is looking slimmer all the time. Morris swaps the chisel for the screwdriver again. He chivvies it through the gap he's made, catches the thumb lock, and pushes. He looks around to make sure he's still unobserved. It's a good spot, yes, but breaking and entering in broad daylight is still a scary proposition, and sees nothing but a crow perched on a telephone pole. He inserts the chisel at the bottom of the window, beating it in as deep as it will go with the heel of his hand, then bears down on it. For a moment, there's nothing. Then the window slides up with a squall of wood and a shower of dirt. Bingo. He wipes sweat from his face as he peers in at the stored chairs, card tables, and boxes of junk, verifying that it will be easy to slide in and drop to the floor. But not quite yet. Not while there's the slightest possibility that a silent alarm is lighting up somewhere. Morris takes his tools back to the little green Subaru and drives away.